Thursday, June 25th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Cree. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 32, verses 1 through 15. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. At that time, the army of the king of Babylon was besieging Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the guard that was in the palace of the king of Judah. For Zedekiah, king of Judah, had imprisoned him, saying, "Why do you prophesy and say, 'Thus says the Lord, behold, I am giving this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall capture it. Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him face to face and see him eye to eye, and he shall take Zedekiah to Babylon, and there he shall remain until I visit him, declares the Lord. Though you fight against the Chaldeans, you shall not succeed." Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came to me. Behold, Hanamel, the son of Shallum, your uncle, will come to you and say, 'Buy my field that is at Anathoth, for the right of redemption by purchase is yours.' Then Hanamel, my cousin, came to me in the court of the guard, in accordance with the word of the Lord, and said to me, 'Buy my field that is at Anathoth in the land of Benjamin, for the right of possession and the redemption is yours. Buy it for yourself.' Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord. And I bought the field at Anathoth from Hanamel, my cousin, and weighed out the money to him, 17 shekels of silver. I signed the deed, sealed it, got witness, and weighed the money on scales. Then I took the sealed deed of purchase containing the terms and conditions and the open copy, and I gave the deed of purchase to Barak, the son of Nera, son of Messiah, in the presence of Hanamel, my cousin, in the presence of the witnesses who signed the deed of purchase, and in the presence of all the Judeans who were sitting in the court of the guard. I charged Barak in their presence, saying, 'Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, take these deeds, both the sealed deed of purchase and this open deed, and put them in the earthenware vessel, that they may last for a long time. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, houses and fields and vineyards shall again be bought in this land.'" A deed of hope. Jeremiah sat in prison while Jerusalem crumbled around him. The future looked bleak. Yet God commanded him to do something astonishing: buy a field. Humanly speaking, the land seemed worthless. Babylon was conquering the nation, and exile was imminent. But this purchase was a visible promise that God's judgment would not be his final word. One day, his people would return, and fields would again be bought and sold in the land. Jeremiah's purchase served as a sign of confidence in God's sure promise of restoration. God's people could trust his word even when circumstances suggest otherwise. We often face situations that seem hopeless. Sin, suffering, and death appear to have the final say. Yet God points us to a greater deed of purchase. At the cross, Christ redeemed us, not with silver or gold, but with his holy precious blood. His resurrection guarantees that forgiveness, life, and salvation should belong to us. When all seems lost, God's promises remain certain. In Christ, the future is secure, because the Lord always keeps his word. Amen.